He can tell you where we are and answer your questions regarding it. Michael, we cut your time really short, so you can kind of get through. I think we need to be out of here by 5, right? Yes. So it's 4:45.
No problem. I just brought a few slides with me. And let me say, I heard the economic development person talk about a company that was threatening to leave beautiful Western North Carolina. That's not us. And I am very excited about the STEM school. We have 70 employees here, and these are the type of students, or these are the type of people that we hire for in our company. So before I get into the agenda, I'll just show you some pictures of some projects that we've done, just so you get a sense of what we do. We are a solar development company. We develop commercial scale solar hot water and solar electric projects. And we're headquartered here in Western North Carolina, and we have projects coast to coast from Wilmington all the way to San Francisco. And in fact, here at Camp Lejeune, we're putting solar on thousands of homes, providing our military servicemen energy. And then I shared this one with you to connect with the STEM presentation that you just heard. This is about 20 minutes away in Haywood County at the Evergreen Packaging facility. We have about 4 acres of solar panels and a 20-year contract with Progress Energy to sell them the electricity. And we regularly have high school students come out and tour this facility, and we'd love to have STEM high school students do that and do studies on this technology, which is becoming very much a part of how we meet our energy in the United States. Okay, so very quickly, Tim asked me to give you an update, so I'm going to cover 3 things in just a couple minutes. One is the project timeline, just what's happened. Key questions that you might have, I'm anticipating those, and so I'll answer what they are, and then a brief touch on that point 3 up there. Just to remind you what this project is, there's a solar electric component, which is 200 kilowatts. That's about a $750,000 project, and then also a smaller solar hot water project as well. And you might remember from previous discussion of this project that the way FLS Energy works is we develop the project, we pay for it, we finance it, and then we earn our keep from selling the energy that's generated from the project, as well as any incentives out there, we take those. And just so you know, we have hundreds of projects that we have developed, and here's just a sampling of projects that FLS Energy has developed and owns in Western North Carolina and elsewhere. And so this is a great win-win where we're providing energy to our clients at less than they'd be paying for conventional energy, and certainly creating jobs and helping the environment as well. So the project timeline: in the summer of 2011, FLS Energy submitted and won the RFP that the Buncombe County School System put out. By the fall, we had developed a preliminary design for the solar project, and we started our process, or continued our process, to find a financial partner to develop the project. And so naturally, if this is a close to $1 million project, it is critical for us to have financial partners to develop the projects, and so we were very much engaged in that research, in that search in the fall, and through the winter and summer. And unfortunately, we have not succeeded in finding the right type of investor for this project yet. In the winter, there were some limitations regarding the Progress Energy SunSense program. You can ask me questions about that if you like. And here's where we are now. We had a particular financial partner in mind. They backed out in March, and so we are still in the process to cultivate a new investor for the project. And we are unable to develop the project without an investor. So I have three questions that are probably on your minds. First is, why can't we proceed at this time? And we, as I just said, we do not have a financial partner lined up. There is certainly a possibility this year that we can get a financial partner lined up to do all or part of the project, and we are targeting also to work on this project in 2013. If it doesn't happen this year, a challenge, just so you all understand what's possible, is as solar becomes more mainstream and more accepted, the financial institutions out there have a tendency to want to invest in larger and larger projects. Where a few years ago, $1 million projects were very common for banks and other investors to put their money into. Today, the solar market gravitates towards projects that are much larger. So that's kind of the challenge for us, is that this project is smaller than the target that's out there. In some ways, it's almost a success of the industry, where 5 years ago there were no solar projects, and 3 years ago a $1 million project was a large project, and now $10 million, $100 million projects are commonly being developed in North Carolina and across the country. Okay, just a couple more slides. So, what are the prospects for Buncombe County Schools to get solar going? I'd say in the near term it's challenging. There are only a small handful of companies in North Carolina that have the financial and wherewithal to develop and own projects the way that we do. Certainly the school system is always welcome to purchase the project on your own, but like many of our clients, you have capital that you want to put elsewhere. So when you're able to have a third party come in, kind of like a utility, develop a project, own the project, and then you buy the energy for an equivalent or lower cost than your conventional energy, that's a pretty good deal. And so we still hope to be able to provide that service to you, but that may or may not be the case. Over the long term, the prospects are good. The costs of solar are declining dramatically. It's unbelievable what is happening to this industry. So here's my last two slides. One is just so you have a sense. FLS Energy incorporated in 2006. The cost of a solar module was about $3.50 a watt. And today, and this graph goes through 2011. Today we're buying solar panels at less than $1 a watt, 85 cents a watt. It's predicted to go down to 65 cents a watt by the end of the year. So there's just an incredible amount of success in the industry. Certainly we hope we can bring that success to the ENCA school project. And then lastly, just to give you a sense of what is going on in North Carolina, 5 years ago there would have been no bubbles on the map of North Carolina. Now there's incredible projects, from military to homeowners to businesses all over the state, and so our country is very much in a transition of getting energy from a wider variety of sources. Coal, nuclear, natural gas, propane, wind and solar are coming up and are very much now a part of how we meet our energy demand. How's that?
That's time? You have 1 minute.
I have 1 minute, okay. So I'm happy to answer any questions if you have them.
1 minute. Just so I understand, in looking at those dots, the numbers that are associated with larger size are kilowatts?
That's right.
Was there any work done on putting solar panels on the ENCA High School roof at all?
Was there?
I don't know if you've done any work at all on the high school.
No, we don't. We do not even have a contract signed with the school system yet. So we haven't done any work. Although there's been planning work and design work, but no physical work that we've done.
Have we paid you anything?
No.
Can Mr. Campbell answer a question about We spent, I believe it was $56,000 on this project, and plus all the roofing that was done that was not in line to be done yet, but they had to do it for that. Do we have any legal recourse?
I will give attorney-client advice to the board in closed session like we always do. We don't do attorney-client advice in open session. So we'll be happy to address those with the board as we always do in closed session.
Well, and I think that there's certainly, you know, there's other options that we can pursue. We have not spent the total amount that we had set aside for the solar project, because part of that was the build phase of it.
Did we spend the $13,000 on the attorney's pay for negotiating a contract?
I don't know where the $13,000 came from. Again, if you recall us, I think there was $13,000 in the budget for some engineering.
Well, for the construction phase for our architect to oversee the construction.
No, I saw that for the negotiation.
There has been no $13,000.
Well, I've constantly asked you for a detailed itemized list of what we've paid you, and I have not received it.
The board has not asked for a breakdown of this particular item. We have done some negotiations with FLS, and we'll be happy to talk to the board, but there was no $13,000 payment made for something.
And just to clarify, by now the roof would have already been done, and I think it was scheduled this year anyway. So we did it a year ahead. It wasn't that we weren't going to do it.
All right,
guys, how much did we pay Ledgerton Architecture to do the study? $116,000 to do a study. And they recommended we spend $8 million at Inca High School on putting in a whole entire new HVAC system, tearing out the walls to put more pipes in instead of just buying a boiler, which is common sense. We can't afford to make $8 million in renovations there. And then put the rooftop solar on, and that was a profit-making enterprise by FLS. We weren't going to get anything out of it at all, hardly. We were going to get $4,100 a month out of this. And now we've spent, I said at least the $116,000, and it was over $200,000 if you added the roofing. I'm just incredulous.
You know what's so funny is if we hadn't done that, you'd be saying the opposite.
That's not true.
You'd be saying, why haven't we done the study? Why haven't we done the research?
No, I would never say that, because I voted against everything. I voted against every phase of the study. There were three phases of this study. No, you can't, because I'm talking.
That was bullying who?
The taxpayers deserve answers.
All right,
this is incredible. $116,000 down the drain, plus those roofs. I want to see
the work session is over. Thank you.
You can't talk to us
without
You tell me where the money is. You tell me where the money is.